everyone. Welcome back to Sociology in the News. I'm Emma.
I'm Mason.
And I'm Leo.
So, last week, the New York Times ran a story on the unclear expectations on caregiving for older unmarried couples and their families. So, sociologists Deborah Carr and Susan Brown were quoted in this piece, and Carr commented that the trend of increasing cohabitation among older couples reflects an attitudinal change. And Brown explained that cohabitation allows older couples to avoid some of the constraints and expectations of marriage.
And women, when getting into these new relationships, took it as a kind of turning the page moment and decided to treat these relationships differently. Specifically, they wanted to change the rules around, like, possibly not cooking as much and having a different role in the house and things like that. What do you all think about that research? Have you experienced this?
Yeah, I recently had an uncle that moved in with his girlfriend, and they currently aren't married. And it was kind of controversial because my grandma, she's a little old-fashioned. She believes you have to be married to live with each other. But it's interesting that that attitude is changing amongst older adults.
Yeah, I remember growing up, I feel like my grandpa used the term living in sin. There's this, like, old stigma that, like, living together without being married is, like, sinful. And, like, based on this research from Deborah Carr and Susan Brown, it's clear that that's kind of, like, disappearing a little bit.
Yeah, and I found it interesting, too, like, how, like, the women went into these relationships very differently, and some even have very different views of what they want a relationship to be. I think that's pretty relatable even to, like, younger people when they get in new relationships, kind of learning of, like, what did you like, what didn't you like, and trying to, like, change it. So I think it's even, like, relatable to, like, younger people of, like, how this seems to be a process, you know, that happens also to older people.
Thanks for listening to the Society Pages podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and check out our website at thesocietypages.org.